Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, as we always do, we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, which will be the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. As I begin this program, I want to encourage you, I know that I've mentioned it several times, I want to encourage you that a booklet written by Ralph Martin called The Final Confrontation. The information at the end of the program gives you the phone number that you can call to receive a free copy of that booklet. Very interested in your reflections on that, your input. So just email me at renewalministries.net and let me hear from you, because I am very, very interested in how you take that material and look at the situation in which you find yourself, where you are. How does it map on? What do you think? Be very interested. I'll have much more to say about it at some point, but right now I want to just get your feedback. We look now to the first reading for this Sunday, the prophet Amos, chapter 7, verses 12 to 15. Amaziah, priest of Bethel, said to Amos, "Off with you, visionary, flee to the land of Judah. There earn your bread by prophesying, but never again prophesy in Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary and a royal temple." In other words, you have no right here, so get away from us. But Amos answered Amaziah, "I was no prophet, nor have I belonged to a company of prophets. I was a shepherd. I was a dresser of sycamores." In other words, I took care of trees and I was a shepherd. "And the Lord took me from following the flock and said to me, 'Go, prophesy to my people Israel.'" God does that again and again in history, that he'll bring someone out of seeming obscurity, someone that most people don't pay attention to, and really give that person a message that needs to be communicated. And it's hard because people are looking for your titles and your credentials, and by what right do you speak? All you can do is say what God gives you to say. And that's what Amos did. He said, I'm only doing what God told me to do. I'm not coming on my own. That's important. It's important. Psalm 85, "Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation." That's what we want. We want to know the salvation of God. We want to live forever with God. That's what we're about. That's what we want. Isn't it? If the goals of your life are just for the here and now, that's a waste. That's really a waste. Be a good citizen of this world and be a disciple of Jesus Christ as a light in this world to help this world move in the right direction. But you are a citizen of heaven. That's where you belong. That's your homeland. In a certain way, you're here in exile. That's what we are. We're here temporarily. Our home is in heaven. We need to live that. We need to live with that perspective. I'm going to live forever. And how I live my life here determines where I live forever. And how I live my life here can enable me or make it impossible for people to come to know Christ through me. How I act, how I speak, what I do can make all the difference in the world for people. If you're pointing them the way to Christ, you can contribute to their salvation. That's what I want to do. God has put us on this earth. God has put us here to live out what he has given us, all the gifts he's given us. But he gave us, I say it so many times, but he gave us this inestimable gift of a free will. So I can reject everything I was created for. I can choose to just go my own way and do my own thing. But I wouldn't want to stand before God at the end when he asked me what I did with what I was given. And I don't want you either. to be in that position. I want you to know him and to love him and to desire to serve him above all and before all. I want people who see you to see him. I want people to see in you what a real disciple is, what a real son, what a real daughter of God really looks like, and how they act. Brothers and sisters, our citizenship is in heaven. It's not here. But we want to live here as good citizens in every way in order to bring as many people to see the example of our lives and to be attracted to it and drawn to it to follow him. Are you in a position to be a sign of the life to come? You can be. Are you in a position to say, with all my heart, I want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? I thank him for giving me life as his son or daughter. And I want to give my life in return to him. Can you say that? You can by grace, you know. You really can. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. Lord, help us. The Lord himself will give his benefits. Our land shall yield its increase. Justice shall walk before him and prepare the way of his steps. God will do that for us. If we say we want to follow him, and if we mean it, if we put our lives behind his teaching, behind his life, we will in very truth become sons and daughters of the Creator of the universe. In truth. It's not just an image. It's not just a poetic image. It's a reality. It is the greatest reality there is. Apart from God himself, is that he made us in his image and likeness that we might live with him forever. Psalm 85, Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. Pray that way. God will answer. And the second reading for today's liturgy is taken from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 3 to 14. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him. Brothers and sisters, read this passage and pray it out loud. You can do it with me now, but I want you to do it when this program is over. Read this passage, Ephesians 1, verses 3 to 14. Read it out loud. In love, he destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ. That's what I was just saying. In accord with the favor of his will, for the praise of the glory of his grace that he granted us in the beloved. In him, we have redemption by his blood, the forgiveness of transgressions in accord with the riches of his grace that he lavished upon us. In all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, in accord with his favor that he set forth in him as a plan for the fullness of time, to sum up all things in Christ, in heaven and on earth. In him, we were also chosen, destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things according to the intention of his will, that we might exist for the praise of his glory, we who first hoped in Christ. We have been destined and appointed to live for the praise of his glory, we who first hoped in Christ. In him, you also, who have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and have believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, which is the first installment of our inheritance. Imagine that the Holy Spirit, with all his gifts, with all his power, would be the first pledge of our inheritance. It's only the beginning of our inheritance. The first pledge, the first down payment of our inheritance is the Holy Spirit. That's a gift beyond price in itself.
Paul says, we were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, which is the first installment of our inheritance toward redemption, to be redeemed, to live forever in God's kingdom as God's possession, to the praise of His glory. Pray that out loud. Read it out loud. Sing it almost in your heart. This is who you are. This is what you're destined for. Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 7 to 13. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them. So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. If the Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters, has been given to us as the first pledge of our inheritance, and the work of the Holy Spirit is to bring the truth to people, is to bless people, is to call them to repentance, is to give them the joy of knowing God. If that's the first pledge of our inheritance, think for a few moments what your eternal inheritance is going to be. No eye has seen, no ear has heard. It has not even entered into the heart of man to conceive what God has prepared for those who love Him. None of us really can, brothers and sisters. Oh, I beg you, I beg you. Ask God for greater faith. Ask to grow in faith. Please. Don't just say, well, if God wants to give it to me, God can give it to me. No. God offers a gift. He never forces a gift. Ask for the gifts of faith and hope and love. Ask that they be increased in your life. Ask for them many times a day. Thank Him many times a day for what He has given you, and ask Him many times a day. He never tires of hearing. And by our asking, we're acknowledging, I'm not the source. And that's humility. God, You are the source of all I need and all I desire. You are the source, and I come to You as the source of life. And I ask You to give me those things I need, those gifts I need to lead me to eternal life with You. That's what we're going to ask for. That's what we're going to pray for. Because God wants to do that in your heart and in mine. My goodness, brothers and sisters, you and I are called to be saints. Don't stop short of that. Don't stop far away from that. Put it right in front of you today. God wants me to be a saint. Lord, give me everything I need to follow You with all my heart. And He will. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to offer you a new free booklet entitled The Final Confrontation by Ralph Martin. I am very interested in your response, and you can write to me at Renewal Ministries. To access the free booklet, simply call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.